This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for your call and thoughts. You can dial in toll free here. It's the live Memorial Day edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan is here courtesy of Black Sheep Rising. I heard you guys celebrated your 52nd episode.
Yeah,
recently.
You know what? And we didn't do anything. We just said it was 52 and just kept on trucking.
Well, you know what? That's how kind of how we handle things here at Free Talk Live. Yeah. But I think that's good news that you've been, prior to doing Black Sheep Rising, which is both available in audio and video form.
Correct.
BlackSheepRising.org, mm-hmm. the website. Prior to doing that, you were producing Free Keen TV, or Shire TV.
Shire TV.
Shire TV, which was previously Free Keen TV. And you decided that Shire TV was kind of like a news format. Local news, basically, with local announcers. It's something that you produced at the cable access channel here mm-hmm. in town as kind of a liberty project with other Free State Project participants.
Right, I got sucked into it.
Natives and things like that. And it was a lot of work, and you just didn't feel like it was really where your heart was. You put in like a good half year's worth of episodes, I think, at least.
Right.
So you really put in a lot of time on it, and I think probably, you know, honed some skills.
I got my whistle wet. It was a good learning process.
And then you decided, you know what, we're going to retire Shire TV and launch something that you did feel more appropriate for yourself and what you wanted to do, and that's Black Sheep Rising. What is it?
Black Sheep Rising is a local podcast here in Keene. A lot of the panelists that come every Sunday are actual activists here in the area, and mm-hmm. we do talk a lot about what's going on. I mean, sometimes we'll just go right down the Free Keen blog, and we'll talk about the stories that you know that we find most intriguing. If we run out of things like you know that category, we'll branch out and talk about maybe New Hampshire politics or things that are going around the world. And it really does depend on who the guests are, mm-hmm. and that's the kind of show you're going to get. If Daryl is on, we're going to be talking politics.
Right.
If the Robin Hooders are on, we're going to be drinking Maggie Hassan vodka, maybe smoking on the hookah, doing movie reviews and stuff like that. So it really depends. And I think, and I found that there are guests, or I'm sorry, there are fans who will, you know, pick and choose, and they're looking for
depending
the,
on who's on.
Yeah, they're looking for the panelists, and that'll decide whether they actually watch or not. But yeah, it's on the iTunes, it's on Stitcher.
Cool,
you can manually download the audio or watch the videos at blacksheeprising.org.
That's right, and it also appears on LRN.fm in our podcast loop as well. So
and it plays on Channel 8 on Wednesday nights at 10 right here in Keene.
Wait, now, does it air first on the television and then it goes to the internet after that?
It takes me that long to get it to the internet. Yes, it will air first on the TV. That's my priority.
Yep.
And then I'll procrastinate another day or two and to finally upload it to the web.
You know, it's amazing how many people here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a relatively small community of 24,000 people, it's amazing how many of them actually watch mm-hmm. The local cable access channel, because it's the only local content available on cable television. And, you know, as much as we here in the radio world love radio, a lot of people like TV. Mm-hmm. And having liberty-oriented content on one of the top channels in the area, I think, is a great work. So congratulations to you, Conan, for keeping it going for a full year.
Oh, yeah.
Black Sheep Rising. That's huge. So check it out at blacksheeprising.org. We bring Dave back in Vegas. Dave, you were arrested by the police for obstruction of an officer. I don't know what their exact claim was against you, but you were in a car, you were in the passenger seat, you had been drinking, but again, you were in the passenger seat, and there was somebody else in the driver's seat. Somebody called the police on you in this case. You were at someone's house, and apparently his mom called on you. Can you give us a quick recap there?
Yeah, I believe that's who called, but I think it might have been because of the noise or something, and no report was ever done by the police. They didn't interview anybody. And the obstruction of an officer charge is clear in that it says willfully, meaning that you have to purposefully intend to interfere with their investigation. Obviously, I wouldn't even know what they're doing or if they're even investigating something. But basically, their main claim is saying that they asked me to get out of my car and I said no, which is not even what happened. But even if that was, it's still not violating that law.
But you were found guilty, sorry. And now you're appealing. So yeah. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so I appealed to district court, and this was, I think that was filed, the first trial was over a year ago, in May of 2013. They ruled on that about a week and a half ago and agreed with the initial court. How they came to that finding, I have no idea. So now, and that cost me, I think, $1,800. The first case cost me $1,000.
Whoa, hold on. Wait. $1,800 just to appeal?
Yeah.
Did you hire a defense team? Or is it just you?
I don't know if you call that a team, but I hired a lawyer.
So you did have a lawyer. I was going to say, you don't get a team of lawyers for $1,800.
No, and that's only because it would have been more, but being this is like the lowest possible crime you can be charged with. I mean, not the specific crime, but the definition of these crimes that are misdemeanors. Sorry, go ahead.
Just to clarify, the $1,800 was for the appeal or for the appeal including the cost of the lawyer, or was it more on top of that for the lawyer?
No, I'm sorry. This is in total. That's not the fees real quick.
Explain the fees to us real quick. So the first go-round was at what, $2,300?
No, the first was $1,000. Actually, I'm sorry, $1,600. I hired an initial lawyer that was a friend of my friend's brother, so they gave me a big discount and just charged $600 just to go to court for me. Yeah. Then I got rid of them, and I hired another lawyer to do the trial. That was $1,000, so there was $1,600 there.
Okay.
Then I, for the appeal, it was $1,500 for lawyer's fees and $300 for the transcript.
Wasn't there some class you had to take too that you had to pay for $300?
Well, I didn't have to do what this doesn't include what they're saying I owe because I haven't had to pay that yet. Because of the appeal, it should have nullified this decision and actually after the appeal I just made, I had to go to court. And now they're wanting me to start these classes, even though I'm filing an appeal to the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow.
It's going to cost me $2,500 in lawyer's fees. I think $2,500 will be everything, from what I understand. That covers it.
And you're doing all of this for what is, you've been sentenced to 90 days suspended sentence, meaning there's no jail time. There's a $1,000 fine.
You're doing it for the principal.
Yeah. You're doing this
and
for the principal.
Right, the impulse control classes, which are like $300. So, yeah, I could pay less and just take the impulse control classes, and I'd pay $13-something in total instead of paying $2,500 to the lawyer. The only difference is, I wouldn't have a minor misdemeanor on. I don't even call it my record. It's the record that the state wants to keep of me. So, that would be the only difference. But
if you go up to the Supreme Court and you lose – then you're out. You still have to, the district court decision or the lower court decision will stand. You'll still have to pay the money and or do, I hope, community services available down the way. That's a good way to deprive the state of some of those fines. But you'll have to jump through their hoops anyway, and then you'll be out $5,000 for all these attorney's fees.
Yeah, it'll be about $5,500 in attorney's fees, and then I'll have to pay, the $1,000 fine. And then no matter what, I don't think I can avoid the impulse control class money to pay for that.
And
they want me to start it next month. And my lawyer, because a week after the decision was made, they, of course, called me right back because they want their money or what they're calling their money. And my lawyer said, we're going to file with the Nevada Supreme Court, to put a hold. And it will put a hold on it. But the judge still said, no, I want to get these classes, done. I'm like, so I have to take the classes, even though the court could rule for me, and then I would be out the money and have to take, be out the time.
That's ridiculous. The sentence is supposed to be, maybe it's different in Vegas or in Nevada, but here in New Hampshire, the sentence is frozen when you appeal. Like, everything that happened is frozen.
It is once it's filed with the Nevada Supreme Court, the Supreme Court will freeze it. And he knows that, but it wasn't filed yet. Basically, he's doing it on purpose to say, this is my decision, and you're trying to appeal it. Because he knows it's on principle. He knows I could pay less money and, just pay it off. And it's about the precedence that hopefully this will set.
Do you feel like these attorneys have been worth the money so far?
Well, should I have to be going through any of this at all? It's like I think what came up on another call was, it's a no-win situation. Once you're arrested, you don't get your money back. You don't get your time back.
All you can do is damage control at that point. And, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I wish you the best. I just feel like in a situation like that, I like the idea of standing for principle, but I also don't like the idea of giving the state any more money than necessary. And if there's a friendly lawyer, I'd prefer that lawyer be willing to take the case on, you know, on spec and not have to pay the attorney, because odds are good you're going to lose, and then you're out all the money for the attorney. It's Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-453. That's 855-450. 3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm.
We are going, Ian, you and I, going to the North American Bitcoin Conference in Chicago, Illinois. It's July 19th and 20th.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be a big deal. It's at the Chicago Cormac Place South Building.
I've never been to Chicago.
It's going to be inside the Loop right there in downtown Chicago. Not that you and I will get to see much of it. I'm sure we'll be working at the event most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a long list of speakers there. Kathy Reisenwitz, who's gotten all kinds of press recently in the libertarian circle.
Oh, is this another one of those Bitcoin conferences where there's a lot of liberty people at it?
There are a lot of liberty people at
Awesome.
It.
Who else?
Well, Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, will be there.
Jeff Berwick, yeah.
Yep. Roger Ver. Bitcoin Jesus, as he's known, will be there. There's Filipowski of Peace Action Network will be there. I'm excited about that. Peter Smith of Blockchain.info, Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet. Of course, Charlie
Lee. It sounds
like
the Bitcoin event of the summer to me.
It is, and there hasn't been anything really a Bitcoin event anywhere near Chicago, nowhere in the Midwest. Can you think of one?
I can't say I pay real close attention.
Toronto is the closest thing, and that's not particularly close.
Okay.
So I think that this is going to draw people all around that haven't had a chance to go to an event like this.
Very cool.
You know, all you have to do is get in the car and go for a few hours to get there. Lots of people live within driving distance of Chicago, so I'm excited. You can go get your tickets at btcchicago.com. Pay in Bitcoin if you wish. You're welcome to btcchicago.com, and we're going to be there broadcasting live two nights, and I'm really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun to go to these things.
I was actually wearing my Bitcoin Not Bombs t-shirt today with the big letter B on it, the big Bitcoin icon, which is kind of made up of words.
People probably thought you were a Bruins fan.
Yeah, I guess it does kind of have a similar look to it. So I was wearing that shirt and my my Satoshi Forest bandana that I got from Michelle Seven at the last Bitcoin conference.
I think you're hilarious with that.
So I was all Bitcoined out this morning and also toting a peace flag, which apparently upset some people when I got behind the Memorial Day parade and proceeded to follow said parade and wave the flag. It actually went better than last year, because last year I was threatened by an officer of the Keene Police Department with some sort of nonsense about disorderly conduct. If I were to continue staying in the road, I continued staying in the road anyway, and he backed down.
Yeah, what kind of disorderly conduct could you possibly, you know, you're not obstructing cars or anything.
Well, that is one of the classic definitions of disorderly conduct, is when you're obstructing traffic in a roadway.
Yeah, but you're directly behind a parade where people are, I mean, where the road's closed.
It was. So anyway, today I didn't have that problem.
The only way you could possibly be obstructing traffic is that moment when the last official parade individual crosses the plane of the end of the parade, and then they suddenly pull all the blockades up.
And then they get you.
In that 2 seconds.
They swoop in there and grab you.
Until you can clop your little besandaled butt across the line of that plane. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous claim.
Yeah, well, in this case, I actually started when I got into the parade behind the last police cruiser, which was supposed to be the end of the parade. But then, like, some baseball team came up behind me. So I ended up not being the last person in.
A baseball team just jumped in too, huh?
So it looked that way. Yeah. But anyway, it was good because you know, I didn't have to face the threat of arrest today, and that was nice. And also got positive responses. You know, people waves, peace signs from the side of the road, which is nice because you know, the presumption you might make is, oh, this is Memorial Day parade. There's going to be a lot of warmongers here, and I'm sure there are plenty of warmongers at the Memorial Day parade. Just most of them will ignore you, I think, rather than be nasty in public. And so, you know, you get some positive responses from people. Every now and then you'll hear a nasty comment from somebody. But really, I only heard two of them, and actually neither of them were when I was in the parade. They were prior to that when I was actually chalking smiley faces and hearts on Central Square and peace signs, the local downtown park. I was there doing that prior to the parade starting. One woman walked by, and I recognized her from the Stop Free Keene group on Facebook. She said something like, "Seriously?" as she walked by, and that was the only thing I heard out of her. And then there was some other lady I caught, I overheard talking to a friend of hers, saying something about, this is what they do, blah, 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 talking about how we're chalking. Because recently in Keene, as you guys may have covered on Black Sheep Rising, there has been this chalk controversy going on, sort of a conflict over chalk. Now, I'm not interested in getting in a conflict with anyone. I just want to chalk some. I just want to chalk.
Hold on just a second. How much chalking have you done prior to a month ago? So not within the last 30 days, but prior to the 30 days.
I've done some. We've been chalking in earnest recently. I mean, we've
been... Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I want to know, for the 365 days prior to...
I've done more chalking in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last
year. So it's not that you want to chalk. It's that you want a conflict.
No, I want to chalk more now.
Yes, you do.
You're a rebel.
Shut up. You're lying mouth. You want to fight with
people.
That
is not a lie. It
is
not
a
fight, sir.
And it is proved by the fact... I didn't claim
that
it was... It
is not a fight to chalk hearts and peace signs and smiley faces.
Why don't you come out and tell the truth instead of lying to yourself and other people?
Here. This is not a conflict.
You haven't done any chalking
That's not true. I have done chalking.
I asked you a question. You didn't even attempt to answer it for 1 year prior to the last 30 days. So
I've definitely done chalking in the last year.
Prior to the last 30 days.
I've seen him do chalking.
How many days of that have you done?
I couldn't tell you.
Not much, comparatively.
But there's been a real push for chalking recently here, and it's not a conflict. It's just...
Yes, it is,
you know,
a conflict.
We're out there beautifying the park. It's nice weather out, and
that's
it's
what
a perfect
the story,
time.
That's a narrative.
It's a perfect time for chalking.
Hold on. Why don't you chalk as much as you chalked before?
Why don't I chalk as much as I chalked before? Because
why don't you chalk the same amount, same just as often as you chalked before?
It's more important to chalk now.
Why
because
is it more
there
important?
Are people out there destroying smiley faces, and we need to create
there
more.
There are people that now you can get into arguments with about chalk.
No, I'm not arguing
you
with
can,
anybody.
Listen, you can make the same argument for the Stop Free Keeners. Why?
Oh, yeah, the Stop Free Keeners.
When you consider the skate park and the disaster that it is, why haven't they stepped forward in past years and gone and cleaned up that mess?
Stop Free Keen is a group that is, in its very title, a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
They will not say that they are not in conflict with the Free Keeners, whereas Ian will tell fibs like, I'm all about peace. I don't want a conflict with nobody. But turns out when I find somebody doesn't like chalk, I get my butt out and I chalk 10 times as much as I've chalked in the last year. You're a liar. Stop telling lies to yourself. First, start telling yourself the truth, then start telling it to the rest of us.
Sorry, Mark, but chalking hearts and smiley faces
I don't care what
and
you're
peace
chalking.
Symbols is not conflict-oriented. Mm. It's not angry. It's not based in anger. It's based in love. It's based in, you know, bringing the community together, allowing other people to chalk as
if
well.
You've been
Are
chalking...
the little kids out there chalking conflict? No,
no,
of course
they're
not
doing it because of the conflict. They're chalking as often as they have chalked before. You, on the other hand, sir, have picked up your chalking efforts in the last 30 days because you have found people who do not want you to chalk. You are an anti-disestablishmentarianism. You don't care about freedom. You care about conflict.
I think Ian is a human being, and he is going to rebel against authority just like every other person is going to, just like Stop Free Keen does.
Some people love authority.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Just because you have conflict in your heart, Mark, doesn't mean you need to project it onto me.
Nonsense.
There's more coming up here in moments. It seems more about you than it does about me. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People are upset today because I walked in the parade, the Memorial Day parade, with a police, with a peace flag. There were police in the parade and nearby the parade, but some people were upset about that, and Mark is accusing me of being interested in conflict. And you could make the same claim, Mark, I guess, about, you know, me getting into the parade. Oh, well, Ian, you know that people aren't going to like it when you get into the parade with a peace flag, so therefore you must be all about conflict. But I'll tell you one thing that you need to know about is the Free State Project. We'll get back into more of this because it's the reason why we're here. It's the reason why there is even a real peace movement happening in New Hampshire is because of the Free State Project. The liberty activists coming here from all around the country, all around the world even, and getting active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. Conan moved up from Florida, originally Tennessee, and Mark and I also happen to be from Florida, but we didn't know one another prior to this. And I think it's great because it's bringing the doers together. The Free State Project is bringing people who care about freedom all to the same geographic area so we can concentrate our activism and our efforts. Conan, we were talking earlier about your old show, Shire TV. Your new show is Black Sheep Rising. These are programs that wouldn't be possible where I'm from. There would be no way I could round up enough volunteers to put together a regularly produced television program in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from. I don't know about where you were living in Florida, but I imagine it was the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's not just for outreach, not just for reaching the folks, but just for hanging out. You know, just, oh, you know, yeah. I mean, I have more friends here in Keene than I've had in, you know, since high school. And of course, wow. You know, of course we were surrounded by, you know, kids, but yeah, as an adult, this is where it's at. And people who I get along with, people who I identify with, people who I agree with. And that really says a whole lot. And because I know the older you get, man, the friends just start dropping off the map. They get married and they move to other places. They sure. get jobs that take them other places.
Friends are by convenience. I mean, a friend is, yeah, you can have some old friends who you still stay connected with and all, but everybody usually kind of moves away from one another at some point. Their path, their journey in life takes them somewhere else. And if you aren't spending time with the person, then you're not really that much of a friend anymore. You're an old friend. You can be an old friend, but you're not a current friend. And that is just what happens. And you're right. There are plenty of people to get to know here in New Hampshire who've moved here for the Free State Project or are New Hampshire natives who love the ideas of liberty as well. And it is an amazing community. And you pointed out you have more friends here in the Keene area. Well, there are hundreds more potential friends all over the rest of the state. So even if you were to pick up and make a move, as Allie, our Monday night former Monday night co-host, has done just recently, there are friends waiting for you that you don't know yet in other areas of New Hampshire. So it's something that's unprecedented. It's exciting to be a part of it. And you can come experience a taste of what that's like here in New Hampshire by coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Tickets are still available for the next several days through the end of this month. You can still get tickets online. After May, you're going to have to get your tickets in person at the event, which means you'll be paying the maximum price. So if you want to save a few bucks, go now to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. Get registered. It's June 22nd through the 29th. We are less than 4 weeks away at this point. It's going to come up, and it's going to come up fast, and it's going to be a lot of fun. All kinds of liberty-oriented people, singles, couples, families, kids, dogs. I mean, there's just all kinds of people and folks at this event. It's a lot of fun. Everything from dance parties to family events to church meetings. I mean, literally, there's this entire spectrum of activities that happens. And there's also a DIY, do-it-yourself theme this year, where you'll get to learn how to do all kinds of interesting things if you attend some of the classes at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But you don't have to. You can just hang out at campsites and walk around the campground and go to campfires, and it's just an absolute blast. So go and check it out at porkfest.com. You're recording Black Sheep Rising there too, right?
Absolutely. And there's going to be a bunch of LRN regulars who will be at the Pork Fest, who usually are.
When's your show recording? Was it Saturday?
It's going to be Saturday, probably about 2-ish. So right after the picture.
So Free Talk Live, broadcasting live every single night. Black Sheep Rising, going to be produced on Saturday live in a studio audience, which is a lot of fun. And did you do that there last year? You didn't, right?
We did, but it was on the first Sunday. So people were still driving in.
Not a lot of people there.
Yeah, so it was still a big crowd. But
really?
It's not what it could have been.
It'll be bigger on Saturday, that's for sure. So it runs Sunday through Sunday. It's June 22nd through the 29th. We look forward to seeing you there. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a chance to hear the audio from, the one that WKBK did on Saturday.
This was the local talk radio station that airs a show on Saturday mornings, into which Conan and I are somewhat regular callers. They had a couple of the members, three of the members of the opposition group here in town, Stop Free Keene, on the show. So you wanted to share some thoughts?
Yeah, they did that, and then it was posted on Facebook along with the video that showed, you know, you guys out there, you know, talking up the Senator Carmen, and these people come out with their brushes and water and washing off all the chalk and everything. But, you know, an interesting thing that came out about listening to that was that somebody called in and suggested that maybe, you know, we have some of the members from South Free Keene come in and some of the members from Free Keene go into the station and, you know, try to work out this, you know, this conflict, I guess you want to call it.
Well, I agreed with the host in that case. I forget who it was that made that proposal, but it was you, Conan?
Mm-hmm.
I agreed with the host in that case. It's a small studio, and even if it weren't a small studio, it could still be a difficult kind of refereeing circus event, bringing in two sides of a situation where there's an obvious dislike from one side.
I actually said it in for fun.
Oh, okay, you weren't serious about it.
But I was serious about the bloggers from Free Keene going in to rebut, you know, what was said about
us. Yeah, because we had called in after these Stop Freaking folks were on, but it would be nice to, I mean, they had them in the studio. It would be nice if you, for instance, Conan, maybe James Cleveland, a.k.a. Robin Hood, would be able to go in with you and field some questions and field inevitable phone calls, too, because inevitably people are going to call in as they did in droves on this show. Robert, the video you're talking about is available at freekeen.com. Conan posted it, I think, earlier today or yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's right there on the front page of the site right now. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I was going to make a suggestion if I could.
Sure.
And I agree that it probably wouldn't make for a great atmosphere if a group of one came in and a group of another came in. It probably wouldn't work. But what my suggestion is that, you know, how about if Stop Free Keen, how about if they nominate somebody to go in to represent them, and then maybe somebody from Free Keen could be nominated. And I mean, sort of having a group have one-on-one.
I think it'd be fascinating, personally, if we could actually sit down with anyone from that group. I actually saw one of them online, or there was one online commenting to me on something today, this evening, actually, and I invited her to, you know, I invited her to private message me so we could set up a real-life meeting. She passed on that. I invited her to call in, because she'd actually asked me to explain, you know, the Shire Free Church, and, you know, she claimed it's tax evasion, etc. And I said I was more than happy to meet with her, and she said, well, no, I think that everyone on this profile should know what you have to say. And I said, well, okay, well, why don't you call my radio show, and we can talk in greater detail where thousands of people would be able to listen and benefit from the conversation. She passed on that.
My point is that allow them to nominate somebody that may want to go in, and then maybe somebody from Free Keen, because I've got somebody in mind, you know, that I'd like to share with you that could benefit. Free
King. Robert, you're welcome to post that online. I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for making it. Again, it could be difficult for a host to referee something like that in a studio. It would be really, I think, awkward.
I think it would be great. I think
it would be interesting.
But just like you said, I don't think they would agree to it.
Not the
hosts of Sound Off, but the actual opposition. They love their silent protests where they don't have to say anything. They just stand there with the signs, and because I don't think they fleshed out the arguments. I think they did a pretty good job in that 1 hour they were on the show. But
mostly,
I mean,
all they said is we are annoyed. They just seem to be annoyed.
We're going to come back with more here. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Have your attention, please. If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved, and then after it is approved, it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live brought to you by ProXPN. And those toll-free lines are also brought to you by ProXPN. They are a global virtual private network. They're all about communications, but about encrypting your communications, protecting your communications online. Because right now, without ProXPN, if you're not using ProXPN, your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter, and keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. So you can stop that from happening by going right now to proxpn.com or when you get in front of your computer or smartphone, because it's there's Windows software, there's Macintosh, there's iOS, there's Android, and even Linux users, there's a way to get it set up to work for you as well. proxpn.com/FTL, you go and get started for free. There's a free account. You can just jump right in and test it out. But the free account is missing a few critical features that you'll get with their premium account. You get, with the premium account, unlimited bandwidth. You get multiple servers around the world to which you can connect. You can also, with their premium account, do private torrenting, which is a really big feature, especially if you are into torrents. That's a tough one to find out there. Private torrenting, at least a tough one to find at a $5 a month price point, like you can get over at proxpn.com/FTL. The $5 a month, you get that price by using our discount code, FTL20. That saves you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. And you can sign up using that code for a monthly plan or a yearly plan as well. I think there may be a half-year plan. But either way, you sign up for the annual plan, and that's how you break the price down to $5 per month. It's a heck of a deal for great privacy protections. ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online surfing habits. And you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. Promo code FTL20. So I said earlier tonight, we actually just got distracted by a variety of different topics and conversations. I said I would share some more of the posts that I received on Facebook in response to me going into the peace, going with a peace flag into the Memorial Day parade today. At the very end of the parade, I kind of brought up the end with my peace flag. And I got some positive reactions from some folks in the crowd. Most people didn't react at all, but so I'd imagine in and among the people who did not react are people who would think the way that the people on Facebook actually posted, because it's a lot easier to post your real feelings behind the safety of the computer. So here are some of the comments that I received. This one from Wes Majeka. He says, completely tasteless to insert any of your idealist demonstrations into Memorial Day.
Now, this is my former boss.
He fired you at one time.
Yes. I mean, he had to, but yes.
He always seemed like a nice guy to me, but apparently he really loves the military. He goes on to say, it's a day to remember those who died, not a day to push any agenda.
You know, I wonder. So I get where he might be coming from, that everybody has their own sort of internal things going on Memorial Day, but everybody has their own internal things going on in Memorial Day. There, the agenda of remembering people oftentimes is wrapped up in the agenda of
glorifying,
aggrandizing the state. This Memorial Day parade, when I saw it 2 years ago, I didn't see this one today. I planted fruit trees and went and bought a comic book with my son.
I think you were there last year.
I think it was the year before.
Okay.
Anyway, it had a bunch of big military weapons.
Yes.
They weren't pulling hearses or caskets of dead military members.
To clarify, they weren't driving weapons. They were more like armored personnel carriers or something like that.
Right.
Well, but they definitely have military vehicles being driven by men in fatigues.
So it looks like, it kind of looks like a recruitment thing, you know? I mean, it kind of looks like a glorification of the military thing.
Sure does.
You can stay at home and remember the war dead there, or I get it when the older vets go through, you know, these guys with their stuff on. Of course, they're not dead either. But you can see World War II is this one that's often held up as the good war. And I don't know. I mean, I find it very this is
Well, they're
difficult.
Pushing an agenda, aren't they? I mean, isn't that to some extent an agenda? The agenda of promoting the war state.
Right.
The agenda of creating these sort of warm feelings in people's hearts about the soldiers and, you know, what the soldiers do, which is killing people around the world at the behest of politicians. But if you create this warmth around it, oh, apple pie, flags, oh, our heroes, they're our boys. And, of course, you know, there's local people who have local loved ones who are in the military, and they don't want to think negatively of their loved ones. But there's an agenda being that's going on
here. If this day was really set up to focus on the dead, then we should all be going down to the funeral, or down to the graveyard, and we should be putting flowers on tombstones. We shouldn't be glorifying these guys. So it's become go military day.
Yeah, it's very martial. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Conan, you're a vet, and vets have called into this show. I tend not to take I've come to a stand, but I didn't try to have this stand. Now, I love Wes. He's a friend of mine, but people have called in and said things like, those in the military are nothing but paid killers working for liars and thieves.
Mercenaries.
Yeah, vets have said this. What do you think about that?
They're mercenaries. I mean, how many I didn't know very many patriots when I was in the military. They were in the military because we were paid well, and yes, we were paid well. The guys living in the barracks who their money was being distributed in the food and the barracks and all that, they weren't paid as much as me, the guy with the wife and child. I saw all the money that I was making. I was making good money. Paid for your school. Your medical is paid for. There's all kinds of benefits that you can cash in on.
So you weren't doing it to fight for freedom, is what you're saying.
I was doing it for the money.
Yeah.
And but I mean, I do have a lot of family in the military, and so there was a patriotic, it was being shoved down my throat, you know, my entire life. And a lot of the military who I was, you know, working with, they would focus on that at times. But when you broke it all down, it was for the money.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the militia, you might be able to claim that, the militia as it existed, 100 years ago or more, might have been more patriotic because people were doing it and not getting paid for it. It's not that I don't think a person deserves to be paid for work done. I guess my problem is that the professional military has been employed my whole life in manners that are dubious. It's not that I want to see dead soldiers. I do not. I am not saying, yay, other team.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying, look, every single time they employ these people in a war, it's dubious. We should take a look. We appear to be being lied to. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There was no yellow cake. This was information gotten through torture by the Egyptian government. Mm. There was the Gulf of Tonkin was an obvious false flag operation that got us into war, got the U.S. into the Vietnam War. Now we're friends with China, whereas we were fighting them in Korea.
When you say we, you're talking about the U.S. federal
government? I'm friends with China.
You're friends with the Chinese government?
I love China, people from China.
Okay.
The United States government's all pally-wally with China now, but they were fighting them in Korean War. What is the point of all of this?
Now, I will say this, as far as a military man goes, the ones who excel are the ones who are able to follow orders. The guys who don't want to follow orders, or they have a conscience, or they, you know, they have other ideas.
Getting held back.
Those are the guys who get out after their time and service is up. They leave.
They stick
around.
You probably want to do something that you've always dreamed of doing, and I doubt that was being in the military for your whole life.
And so much of this seems like, you'll see the older guys with the hats on from, you know, whatever unit they were in, and
they were there.
These men deserve thanks for their service, but it's not the thanks for the service in the military. It's the thanks for what they did when they got out.
Mm.
The people
starting
they helped.
Businesses.
Yes. All the things that they've done to be productive. I want a world where people are thanked for productivity, not for participating in destruction.
For blowing up bridges.
And I'm not saying that there's not a time and a place for, blowing up a bridge. I'm just saying, look, I don't think it happens too often. Where's this just war? Let's talk about the just wars. So, it's tough.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE. So I went on to say to Wes in his comment, I said, well, people dying in wars of aggression don't make free speech possible. Sorry, Wes, because he trotted out that old, you wouldn't be able to say what you're saying if it weren't for the military fighting in wars around the world. I mean, it's like every year, it's the same points, right? It's just different people.
Well, sure,
I'm
sure I've said it, too.
We'll come back here in moments. He's got a few more comments, and we'll share, you can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Memorial Day, did you do anything, interesting? If you had a picnic, we don't need to hear about that. But did you go out? Did you get active today? What did you do? 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Hour number 3 is on the way on Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work, now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He seems an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop that, Elijah.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.